Now, on to our main topic, and we all do it, some of us to excess, and none of us can live without it. Personally, it's one of my favourite activities. Yep, I'm talking about eating. We're going to be taking a look at some of the science of why we eat the way we do. What is it that gives different foods different flavours? And why do some foods go together better than others? Well, it's all to do with various chemical compounds that exist inside these foods and get picked up by our senses. Joining us is Dr. Sebastian Arnott from the University of Cambridge, and he's been studying the compounds that make up flavours. So what is it that makes different foods taste different?
Well, every food has a unique combination of dozens or hundreds of flavour compounds, and these are small molecules that we actually perceive in our nose rather than our mouth. So in our nose we have something called the olfactory epithelium, and this tissue can differentiate between all of these hundreds of compounds, whereas in our mouth we can only distinguish 5 different tastes.
So is that why when I've got a really bad cold everything tastes rubbish?
Exactly, that's why, yeah.
So you need that your nose to be able to actually taste those flavours. So if there are hundreds of these compounds, how do you find them and how do you find which ones are important for flavour?
Well, you can put a food through a machine called a GCMS, and that will extract all these flavour compounds and tell you how much of each compound there is. It will tell you the entire spectrum of for that given food.
And how many of these tend to make up a standard flavour, say a strawberry? Is there just one strawberry compound, or is it a combination of loads of different ones?
It will be a combination of at least dozens, which play an important role. Actually, strawberry is an interesting example, because in strawberry, there's no strawberry compound, but it is strawberry flavour is actually made up of a large number of very different flavours, which in themselves don't smell of strawberry.
Fascinating. So it's all really interesting, but what can this kind of be used for? Why do we need to know this?
Flavour chemists and flavour scientists use this kind of information to generate artificial flavours. The work we were interested in was to actually look at a hypothesis that the chef Heston Blumenthal put forward. He suggested that two ingredients might taste well together if they share flavour compounds. So we actually collected a large amount of data on what foods contain what compounds, and then drew a network of food ingredients where we link two ingredients if they share compounds.
Were there any kind of classic combinations that we all know, like pork and apple, that came out as actually sharing things on your database?
Yes, some of the classics came out, and sort of if you look at the network as a whole, you do see that, for instance, meat and vegetables are neighbours in the network, and that makes sense from our everyday experience. And fruit and alcoholic drinks are neighbours, which makes sense if you think about cocktails, but also a few sort of unusual combinations.
Yes, yeah, so on to those unusual combinations. And before the show, you gave us a few ideas for unusual combinations, which we've actually brought along here. Now, Kat, in front of you, there are three little plates. They're covered over.
So excited.
So I want you to reveal the first one and tell us what you've got on there.
Ooh, this is olives and raspberry. So I've got some little slivers of sort of the yellowy green olives and raspberry. Right, here goes. Okay, we've got raspberry, bit of olive. Right. Mm.
What's it taste like?
It's really, really interesting. It doesn't have that really salty kind of flavour of the olive. It's sort of offset by the sweetness of the raspberry. It's like a chutney or something like that. It's very rich. Ooh. Kind of flavour.
Oh, I definitely got raspberry first, and then suddenly the olive kind of kicked in. Why do those two work together? Sorry, you've got your mouth full now.
Well, they share a number of flavour compounds. I mean, these predictions don't always work, one has to say, because the data is not perfect. But I think what this sort of automatic approach can give us is some suggestions for chefs or cooks to look at and try out, maybe some new ideas.
Yeah, I might put some raspberries in with my olives. What we got here? What's this one? This is, now two of my favourite things in the world. This is blue cheese and dark chocolate. Right, I'm going to get stuck straight in here.
Cheese and chocolate, I don't know, that's a difficult one. I've been reading more recipes recently that are using dark chocolate as an ingredient, savoury things, so often with game, venison, that sort of thing.
That's right, chocolate has a lot of flavour compounds, so it actually goes really well with a lot of things. There's a American chocolate bar that has bacon in it, and
I've tried that, I think it's horrid.
I actually made cupcakes with bacon in them for a friend who's obsessed with bacon. It added something, I'm not sure it was an improvement. Right.
There are some people who believe everything is improved with bacon. That's an interesting. The blue cheese and chocolate is interesting. I don't get any of the sweetness of the chocolate for me.
I'm not sure.
It works well with dark chocolate rather than milk chocolate. So this is.
It's a very savoury combination. Ginny's not looking convinced at all. It's an odd one.
Not
that.
Sure.
Papaya and parmesan. Right.
Mm.
Okay, here goes. Right.
Now, I can see this working because cheese and fruit is quite a kind of common combination you eat. Cheddar with apple or with grapes, that sort of thing, quite often. What's it like, Kat?
Mm, I like that. Mm. That's kind of the classic sort of sweety, salty thing.
Mm. Yeah, that works. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I think, if I remember correctly, the dairy cluster in our network, which was not far away from the fruit, we noticed already at the time that sort of cheese and fruit does sit well in the network as well.
And is this something chefs are actually using to create new recipes?
Yes, I've started to talk to restaurants and chefs, and they're really interested.
This is one that may be a little bit specialist here. Ginny hates banana. It's banana and parsley. So I have to say, I'm not very convinced by the look of this. Let's go.
I'm afraid I'm not trying that. I hate bananas. I'm going to pass on that one. There's no way I'll like it, even with parsley on. What do you think, Kat?
I think that's quite nice, actually. I think they're quite complimentary.
So we've had a couple of successes today, but a few of you have tweeted us with your weird combinations. Chris says he likes fish fingers and custard.
Weirdo.
Neil Briscoe says he likes peanut butter and tomato sandwiches.
Weird.
Yeah, although if you think of peanut butter as being like a satay sauce, you'd eat that with vegetables. That's quite
not
common.
Not really with tomatoes, though.
Maybe not tomatoes.
The custard and fish finger sounds very interesting.
Maybe we'll have to try that one another time.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, thank you so much for that. I'm not sure I'm going to thank you for the blue cheese and chocolate one, but olives and raspberries is a revelation. That was Dr. Sebastian Arnott from the University of Cambridge.
Now, taste may seem to be all about flavour, but it is a bit more